and others too numerous to mention. I recommend that you take a look at his discography at maxbennett.com to see the staggering quantity and variety of his recorded output. In the early 70s, Bennett formed the jazz rock group the LA Express with saxophonist Tom Scott. They came to the attention of Joni Mitchell, with whom they recorded four albums and toured between 1974 and 76. Bennett remained active as a musician in his later years, continuing to write music and to perform and record with his own groups in Southern California. Max Bennett just passed away at age 90. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are in the throes of the Radio Obituary retrospective. We all still miss Joe Silver. Sweet Joe Silver. But we got plenty more obits to get to. Thank you all for taking Freddie's poll. I know he appreciates it, but helping us pick out what radio obituaries that we needed to retrospect tonight, looking back at the 2020 radio obituary year. Thanks a lot for all the help. Now I gotta start getting ready for the Bee's Knees coming up the second Saturday in January. We'll get right on that. Also, it's never too late for this one. Make sure your family's meal is perfectly cooked, perfectly safe. Use a food thermometer. Visit isitdoneyet.gov. That's a message from the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service. Let us now get back to the radio obituaries right here as we retrospect at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Lenny Niehaus, the American alto sax player, composer, and arranger on the West Coast jazz scene. He played with the Stan Kenton Orchestra, serving as one of Kenton's primary staff arrangers. He had a close association with Clint Eastwood, serving occasionally as a composer and arranger on his motion pictures. Lenny Niehaus just passed away at 90. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
Zippity-doo-dah, oh, oh, exactly where were we? As I recall, we were just about to turn that page. And then I sort of dozed off. But let's see. My.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It ain't good. Well, yes, the truth. The sax rock.
This brings us to the antepenultimate radio obituary for Robert Parker, the American R&B singer and musician, best known for his 1966 hit Barefootin', but he started playing as a saxophonist all the way back in 1949 when he played with Professor Longhair. He went on to play with Fats Domino, Irma Thomas, Huey Piano Smith. Other than Barefootin', and he also had All Night Long in 1958 as an instrumental hit. He didn't have another hit until 67 with the R&B smash Tiptoe. Robert Parker just passed away at 89. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary. Let's just start off with a little Professor Longhair right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, I'm gonna draw it. I wanna see the money draw. Lost Carnival Ball. Going down in New Orleans, I've got my ticket in my hand. Going down in New Orleans, I've got my ticket in my hand. When I get to New Orleans, I wanna see the Zulu King. Until I see the Zulu
Sam bought an automobile. No money down, did a real good deal. Didn't want to work, just ride around town. Finance company put his feet on the ground. Old Flatfoot Sam, you're always in a jam. Flatfoot Sam stole a $10 bill. Told the judge, did it for a thrill. Got 60 days, spend it fine. He thanked the judge for being so kind. Old Flatfoot Sam, you're always in a jam. Flatfoot Sam got him a job. Very same day, the place got robbed. Cats got away, they couldn't be found. They take it old Sam and they carried him down. Old Flatfoot Sam, you're always in a jam. Sam got blamed. He pulled a gun, shot out the light. Everybody hollered, run for your life. Old Flatfoot Sam, you're always in a jam. Flatfoot Sam went on a spree, mad a good way, 603. Spent all his money, sold all his land. The next thing she did, she got another man. Old Flatfoot Sam, you're always in a jam.
Over my blue suede shoes. I had enough, enough for loudmouth Annie. I had enough, enough for loudmouth Annie. I guess I should have married Mary Lou. The loudmouth Annie, she just won't do. She was swinging her left and then her right, hitting everybody who was in sight. Really acting up and wouldn't stop till somebody ran out and called the cop. I had enough, enough for loudmouth Annie. I had enough, enough for loudmouth Annie. I guess I should have married Mary Lou. 'Cause loudmouth Annie, she just won't do. The police called me from the station, said Annie's make more noise than a United Nation. Hurry on down and bring her bill. I said, no, no, let her stay in jail. I had enough, enough for loudmouth Annie. I had enough, enough for loudmouth Annie. I guess I should have married Mary Lou. 'Cause loudmouth Annie, she just won't do. Let her stay in jail. I had enough, enough for loudmouth Annie. I had enough, enough for loudmouth Annie. I guess I should have married Mary Lou. 'Cause loudmouth Annie, she just won't do. I had enough, enough for loudmouth Annie. I had enough, enough for loudmouth Annie. I had enough, enough for loudmouth Annie. I had enough. Potatoes all night long. Little John Henry, he said to Sue,
just as good as you. Mashed potatoes all night long. Should have seen John Henry when his shoes got hot. He did the mashed potatoes around the clock. He did the mashed potatoes all night long. When you're doing the mashed potatoes, you can't go wrong. Mashed potatoes all night long. They were smacking and clapping like the baby man. Mashing some potatoes and raising sand. They did the mashed potatoes all night long. When you're doing the mashed potatoes, you can't go wrong. Mashed potatoes all night long.
Wash her, wash her, wash her.
She said, rub, rub, rub.
Wash her, wash her, wash her.
She said, rub, rub, rub.
Thank you. you'll be hurting down inside.
But just a, but just a,
you keep your eyes open wide, 'cause you'll be hurting.
Now we move to the antepenultimate radio obituary for Neil Innes, the English writer, comedian, and musician. You probably know him best for his work with Monty Python, the Rebels, and the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. The Bonzo Dog Band, also known as the Bonzo Dog Band, they were named after the art movement Dada, and were originally the Bonzo Dog Dada Band, but then they shortened, or they renamed it to Doodah. Because why not? They had one hit, I'm the Urban Spaceman. It was produced by Apollo C. Vermouth, an alias for Paul McCartney and Jerry Braun. You know how much we love Neil Innes here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. By the way, Neil Innes just passed away at 75. You know how much we loved him. Not many weeks went by without some Neil Innes adjacent content here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, which made this radio obituary very challenging for me, because I feel like I've had this close relationship with this content. Somewhere there's actually a photo of me and Neil Innes together, but I don't think it, I think it's definitely pre-digital era. So I don't know if it's ever made it to the digital space. I've had a chance to meet him a few times. And what... I can't even say what a nice fellow Neil Innes is, was. I had plans for him. So going into this radio obituary was rather challenging on many points. But the biggest of which is we play so much. And, of course, the Bonzo Dog Band figures prominently in the history of Bubbles in the Think Tank, knee unsanitary outhouse, because, of course, Noises for the Leg was part of the unsanitary outhouse theme song for many, many years. So I wanted to kind of take a different approach with this. So I did, by creating a radio obituary that involves no Bonzo Dog Band. I know that's a hard thing to say, but there's a lot of Neil Innes in my collection that I would never get to because it wasn't necessarily silly. It's a wide variety of content that we have here to work with that would fall into the things that I don't necessarily play on the program. So that's where we're going to focus. We're going to try to stay out of the Bonzo Ruddles space. Yeah, we're going to try to stay out of that, largely even out of his solo catalog. Remarkably so. Because there's really a lot to go to in covers and other projects that he worked with. So that was what I decided to do tonight. So hopefully this will be a little bit different than many of the other Neil Innes tributes that have already happened and are to come. But yes, this was definitely a challenge, and hopefully you're going to enjoy where I went with it. It's nowhere that I think most would expect, which is the best I can hope for, because I want to come back next week and play whatever Bonzo Dog Band song I choose to play, whatever Neil Innes track I choose to play. I don't want to think about it in terms of, I just really wanted to stay away from the stuff that we play all the time, because, boy, do we love Neil Innes here. Do we love him? We do. Okay, I'm going to let go of this and get into this radio obituary, the antepenultimate radio obituary, and start with something that was super hard to come by. As some of us know, your director of Minutia once again mentioned here, Bob Cohen. Neil Innes had put together a crowdfunding campaign for his latest and now last record. He used a platform that seemed stable, but went down in the middle of his project. And so the tens of thousands of dollars that he had raised for the project evaporated. So he had to raise it again. It just made this record particularly precious in any number of ways. And I want to thank Bob for helping me out. We're going to start off with a little something from his final release. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Neil Innes, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Slowly in the morning, I am a man among men. Surely in the morning, I am a man among men. Honey, please forgive me, I'm hungover and I'm horny again. Last night I was alone with all my troubles and my cares. Easy, easy. That's not that I was alone with all my troubles and my cares. That's nice. I bought each and every one of them a drink. They've been my only friends for years and years. They say there was an age of enlightenment back in the something century. But somehow all that truth and wisdom did not rub off on me. Oh no. Surly in the morning, black dog howling in my head. Surly in the morning, black dog howling in my head. Honey, you know I ain't no Boy Scout, but there's a tent pole in our bed. Hit it, boys! Eat your heart out, Swinkles. And Brian Wilson. This probably is Brian Wilson. Apart from Plato and A.A. Milne, who have we poor boys got to thank? Where was Socrates and Winnie the Pooh when the page was blank? Man can find it hard, babe, every once in a while. Man can find it hard, babe, every once in a while, believe me. Baby, won't you please roll over and show me your smile?
Kingfishers in their cages and goldfish in their bowls. She is lovely and she is afraid of such things as growing cold. She's had enough men to please her, though they were more cruel than kind. And the love and act and isolation, a form of pantomime. She says she has forgotten the feelings that she shared at various all-night parties among the couples on the stairs. For among the songs and dancing, she was once open wide, a girl dressed in denim with the boys dressed in lines.
Somewhere between heaven and Woolworths, I live, I love, I scold. I keep kingfishers in their cages and goldfish in their bowls.
She's eating roses and toast with tulip butter, praying for a mirror to stay young. For on its no longer gilded surface, this message she has scrawled.
Somewhere between heaven and Woolworths, I live, I love, I scold. I keep kingfishers.
Thank you. nameless in a bottomless pit. Up jumped the trousers and they mortified the guests. At least they didn't make a smell, for that we should be blessed. Up jumped the trousers, knickerbockers in a twist. The dog is stuffed and stiff and dead, but I'm a ventriloquist. All of a blooming sudden, the wind began to growl. All of a blooming sudden, the ghost began to howl.
Thank you. I don't wanna do you no harm, but sometimes I feel the weight of the world, and it's so heavy and it's bringing me down. And I need you, Angelina, my girl.